broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, it is the broadcast for December the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth using the principles that made America great, ladies and gentlemen. We can literally use the checks and balances to make a difference. But it takes you all getting involved, that's for sure. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Good old Sheriff Joe is in the news, Kurt. And Sheriff Joe had a press conference last night, or yesterday evening, I should say. A lot of media in attendance. Most media not willing to report on it. Primary leader, WorldNet Daily, WND.com, doing a great job reporting on it. Of course, we will. The mainstream press, too, engaged in all kinds of perverted news to promote real news. The bottom line is that Joe Arpaio in 2011 said a Barack Obama's birth certificate, there's probable cause that it's forged, that it's fake. The mainstream press mocked him and laughed and did nothing. But Joe Arpaio, steady as a rock, kept rolling and investigating this thing. And now his investigation is complete. And he says it's absolutely a proven fact. We've got 9+ points of evidence that Barack Obama's birth certificate is an absolute forgery. And they then document the 9 points of forgery. And the document that the forgeries were taken from was also shown. In other words, they took a person's birth certificate and used that to create Barack's birth certificate. So they showed the source document, and they showed the points of forgery. For example, the angles of which stamps were put on the document were identical in the forged Barack Obama birth certificate to the one that they've found, the source document, if you will, to the point where it's not possible. They also compare other birth certificates right around the time that Barack was born, and the stamps aren't the same. The details of those 9 points of forgery are not the same in the other documents, but they are in these two. So they say, we found the source document and the forgery, Barack Obama's forged birth certificate, 9 points of forgery, and then that 2 promotions of forgery were committed, Kurt. One telling the American people through the White House as an official document, this is Barack's birth certificate. It's a lie. And then furthermore, selling that reality to the American people, suggesting that Barack Obama can be president, literally committing a forgery on the people. And then doubling down and saying you can't have it both ways. Did Barack go to school on immigrant money? In other words, did the government pay for Barack to go to school as he was an immigrant? And if so, then, well, that's a problem. And so the bottom line is we've got real news here. Joe Arpaio and his investigative posse breaking it down. They've had experts, literally forensic experts from multiple disciplines whose credibility is above reproach, above question, literally signing off on this as a forgery, Kurt. And so there you have it. But I don't see anybody in the mainstream press talking about it at all, really, Kurt. Some Arizona news folks are, because that's where it happened. But for the most part, I look through CNN and Fox and the Daily Caller and all the news sources that I can find on the mainstream, and nobody's talking about this story at all. Any other tidbits on this piece or anything that you've seen on this, Kurt?
Well, it's like you say, it all just depends on the choices they want to make. I mean, Fox News and all the other boys could make this big time news, but on the other hand, they can choose to, you know, put it on the back burner and leave it alone. And that's the old, he who owns the media makes the rules, or as some folks call it now, fake news.
Did you see anybody, though, that on the mainstream press level talking about this story, Kurt? Or is it just spiked in this case?
Well, that's what I think. It's just left behind simply because people, you know, some want to, you know, leave it alone. They don't want to be called a you know, a truther, or they don't want to be called some of these silly little names, you know, like racist or whatever. And so then they will, you know, in effect be neutered when it comes to real news. And, you know, I mean, imagine, let me just ask you this simple question. If the tables were turned and it was a Bush, you know, or a, I don't know, maybe Reagan or, you know, any Republican president, you know, that this was the case about, how would the media be dealing with this story, Sam?
Well, it's a good point. It's very strange. I don't really understand it. But did you find any stories on the mainstream press level, Kurt, covering this? Go look in Google and see. This is literally as spiked, as far as I can tell, as it can get. It's really, in my opinion, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really see any news pieces on this at all.
Yeah, when you type in sheriff, the first thing that comes up is David A. Clark, and then Sheriff Joe does come up. But, you know, for example, the Atlantic calls him the last of the birthers. You know, you've got USA Today says, Sheriff Joe Arpaio probe proves Obama birth certificate is false, or excuse me, fake. You know, there's at least a USA Today piece 1 hour ago. They say, you know, I just don't see, like you said, there's an Arizona Central story about it. Another one, USA Today, World Daily, you know, Rolling Stone. I don't see, you know, the Washington Post, the Fox News boys. I don't see the Blaze. You know, there's a lot that are missing, if you ask me.
Well, and I look at this story, Kurt, and there's a few points to be made about this story that I think are really important.
Yeah.
Sheriff's probe finds Obama birth certificate fake. Years of forensic investigations confirm this reality. The birther folks were right all along, those who were suspicious about the birth certificate. The sheriff's video says there were 9 images on the Obama birth certificate that appear to be identical to and copied from another birth certificate issued in Hawaii just days after Barack's birth. By the way, that certificate belongs to, and I don't know how to say the name, but it's Joanna. It's A-H apostrophe N-E-E. Ahani?
All right.
Anyway, that's whose birth certificate it is, Kurt. And so when you literally find a document that you believe is the source for the fake birth certificate, and you literally compare birth certificates right around that time, Kurt, and none of them match these characteristics, but 9 images are identical between the two, including the placing of stamps and the angle of the stamps on the birth certificates, etc. It's just not possible that that was done, Kurt, in a real-world scenario. Because not only is the stamp placed the same way on the left side, we're talking about dates and stuff, it's done the same way on the right side in both birth certificates. And the stamps are days apart that they were actually committed to the birth certificate, supposedly. It doesn't make any sense, Kurt. There's a scam going on here. The question is, do you think it'll amount to anything, Kurt?
Well, as far as I can see, you know, it won't. And the reason that is, you know, the powers that be have decided to put this aside. You know, Mike Zullo, who we know personally, a posse member, talked throughout the bulk of the news conference where they had about 40 reporters. And for about 50 minutes, he walked the audience through what he claimed was irrefutable proof that the birth certificate had been forged. He repeatedly insisted that the probe was not political and that he simply wanted to clear the president of the United States. But he says, it didn't work out that way.
Now, here's the problem. You can either believe that Joe Arpaio is genuine, that he wanted to clear the president, or you can say he had an agenda from the get-go. I believe, Joe, that he wanted to clear Barack Obama. The problem is they said that wasn't possible when they started to really look at the evidence. But now what they say is Joe Arpaio is a racist. He hates everybody. His law enforcement credentials were above reproach before. Now he seems to, he's not even a real police officer or sheriff or investigator. And it just goes on and on. The attacks that are given to him, Kurt. It's just amazing.
Yep, it's true. And since Trump dropped the issue back in September, I don't see much really happening with it, but he's got the ammo if he wants to bring it up.
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks refuse to use its seconds on your radio. Fake news, huh?
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam and Kurt back with you live talking about this story. What part of fake news is flat out not willing to report the news? Okay, let me ask you a question. If one of the largest counties in the country, population-wise, not the largest, but one of the largest by far, by a sheriff that is known for his hard look at the law, a sheriff that is well known for putting people in jail for no nonsense, for getting it done, America's toughest sheriff, where he literally gets asked by his constituents, hey, I want you to look into this Barack Obama birth certificate thing. We think it's a fraud. Can you check it out? He says, you know what? I work for you. I'm elected. Yes. He researches it with a goal of clearing the president. Well, he comes out and says, look, there's probable cause here. There's a fraudulent forged birth certificate. Then later, he researches it for literally several years. He comes forth and brings the evidence that he has forward and documents it till the cows come home and gets forensic experts on board to confirm everything that he's done. And the bottom line is the birth certificate is an absolute forgery. And the mainstream press won't even report on it, Kurt. They're trying to show you how much power they have. The question is, can we force them to report? We may not be big enough to control the news, Kurt, but are we big enough, meaning us, WorldNet Daily? I don't even see the Daily Caller reporting on this. Are we big enough to break free of the gatekeeping role that the mainstream press has really perpetuated on the American people? Can we get this story to be told? What do you think, Kurt, about this?
You know, at least the thing we can do is at least use what we have to promote the truth that we know. And Sheriff Joe, Mike Zullo, and, you know, the investigators there have done their homework, and they've concluded that basically it's a forged document. I mean, imagine a forgery coming from the White House and nobody doing anything about it.
We'll keep an eye on this, ladies and gentlemen, to see if other news organizations are just a little slower to the punch about this. But I'm convinced that what you got is a formidable blackout of Joe Arpaio's reporting in conjunction with WorldNet Daily. I really commend Jerome Corsi and Bob Unruh and the folks, Joseph Farah, and the people at WND.com, because you know what? They're willing to report on this. They've done so from the beginning, Kurt. And the fact is, it doesn't, you know, they could say birth or this and that. Look, ignore all that baloney. The fact is, we have a forged document released from the government by the man who became the commander-in-chief for how long, Kurt? 8 long years. And this is either the biggest fraud by Joe Arpaio and crew, or the biggest fraud by Barack Obama and crew this nation has ever seen. I mean, this is just beyond imagination in terms of what it means, Kurt. Are we really going to let this stand? Now, most people would say, oh, Sam, this is a non-issue anyway. Who cares about the birth or stuff? But it's a constitutional imperative that we get this right. Because if we don't care about somebody who literally defrauds the system by a forged document, and we don't know the real origins of a man who's the commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world, what does that say, Kurt? And where do we go from there? And so even if Barack's about out of office, the next thing they'll say is, Sam, he's out of office in a couple of days anyway. What's the big deal? No, the big deal is accountability. The big deal is the responsibility here. What do you think about this, Kurt?
You know, the whole issue for me is it's, you know, if you or I had done a forged document, you know, we would be held accountable. And, you know, if the president does it, he should be held accountable just as much as us, right?
I would think. I don't really know how to respond to this story, except I'm a little bit shocked now, Kurt, that the Republicans have control of the White House in mere days, of the House, of the Senate with wider margins than ever before, of more state governments, meaning the governorships and the Republican-led congressional state leaderships, than ever before. And we still can't get the mainstream press to even report on a story like this. What do you think on this, Kurt? I don't really know how to respond. Except for I knew he who owned the media makes the rules was serious. But I didn't really realize how bad it really is. Or how much control they really still have. What do you think, Kurt?
Yeah, it's it all just depends on you know, what people are willing to support and all that kind of thing. And at least You know, there are a few folks, you know, like in this case, at least I see a pretty good article from USA Today about it. But I really don't see NBC, CBS, ABC. I mean, you know, I'll bet the morning talk shows are not, you know, the Good Morning America is not bringing up Sheriff Joe's report.
The question is there a way for us to force this into the mainstream? All I'm telling you is this isn't a birther story about, oh my gosh, we don't believe where Barack was born. This isn't an opinion about whether he's black or if that matters. This is merely the fact that Barack Obama has literally forged a document. Or let me say it differently to be clear. Somebody has formed the document, forged a document. And either Barack was in on the forgery or duped by the forgery himself. But are we going to care about this, Kurt? Because if we don't care about this, what do we care about?
Well, I'm a truther, Sam. I'm just one of those guys that wants to know the truth about everything. And, you know, this is something I care about. But there are those that don't, I guess.
Wow. I just look at that and I kind of am just shocked. And I know you'd think, man, Sam, you're just going on about this too long. No, I don't think so. You're talking about the leader of the free world, supposedly elected by the American people, with a check and balance system of the people's will, the popular vote, and the electoral college vote. And literally, if the president forged a birth certificate, Kurt, or forged his way into the White House, if you will, because if Americans knew that he forged a birth certificate, how many people would have elected him to the second term in office, or even the first term if we had known the reality of his situation? So this is serious indeed, Kurt, the whole direction of the country. And the problem is he's put forth literally dozens and dozens and dozens of executive orders violating the check and balance between the judicial branch, the executive branch, and the legislative branch, to the point of confusion, to where we don't know what's what. I mean, just take, for example, the healthcare scenario. Barack put it in place with Congress, but the courts said it was a tax. But the Congress says it's not a tax. That item alone, every item that he's put in place is in question now over this. Anyway, I don't know even how to respond to this in a meaningful way. Anything else from the articles on Joe Arpaio's reporting or anything about its repercussions in the American experience, Kurt?
Not that I can see, but, you know, it is a sad time that, you know, people will let criminals, whether it's, you know, a forger in the White House or a, you know, you got Hillary and all that, and let them off and they go free, and the rest of us, man, don't forget to pay your parking ticket, you know.
All right. Yeah, gotta, you know, uphold the law. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy. All right, back in seconds, Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, straight ahead on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham couldn't make the needle twitch where voter interest is concerned, but he claims to have attracted the interest of Moscow. Graham startled CNN host Wolf Blitzer by claiming that his campaign's email account was hacked by Russia. "I do believe the Russians hacked into the DNC," Graham declared, referring to the massive leak of embarrassing emails from the Democratic National Committee. "I do believe they hacked into Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta's email account. They hacked into my campaign account. I do believe that all the information released publicly hurt Clinton and didn't hurt Trump. I don't think the outcome of the election is in doubt. What we should do is not turn on each other, but work as one people to push back on Russia. They're trying to destabilize democracy all over the world, not just here, he continued, referring to the government of Vladimir Putin. We should tell the Russians that, in no uncertain terms, you interfere in our elections, we don't care why. We're going to hit you and hit you hard. We're going to introduce sanctions. It'll be bipartisan. Economic sanctions, significantly, are a form of warfare. The leadership of NATO has previously said that it would treat a cyber attack by Russia or by another foreign power as the equivalent of a conventional military attack and reserve the right to respond militarily to such an incursion. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. It's almost like it's almost like an America in the Morning moment. Measures of economic optimism are shooting up all over the place after the Donald Trump win. Luke Kawa with the piece, Kurt.
Yeah, now, Sam, at least to me, this is pretty interesting news. You've got people that are saying, the economic indexes are looking good. People are kind of encouraged. Home builders are basically the latest segment of the economy to testify to this what they call surge in optimism. The National Association of Home Builders, they do what they call an index of sentiment. And they say this thing soared to an 11-year high just this month, despite the sizable rise in bond yields since the election. I think that's what they're saying is, what about the, increase in interest rates? But a little later, the guys that build homes say, well, it's more important the economy than the interest rates, really, than the power of the economy or the way people feel about having a job. One guy, the National Association for Housing or Home Builders, Chairman Ed Brady, he said this notable rise in builder sentiment is largely attributable to a post-election bounce, as builders are hopeful that President-elect Trump will follow through on his pledge to cut burdensome regulations that are harming small businesses and housing affordability. They say improvements were made across the spectrum, but the biggest was in a sub-index that tracks home builders' six-month sales outlook, which rose to its highest level since June of 2005. Let's see, we're in 2016. That's quite a difference there, huh, Sam?
It's massive, and it goes to show, again, this is the fake news scenario. The mainstream press really pitched that everything would just be an absolute meltdown under Donald. I'm telling you right now, it wouldn't take but days, and the economy will tank. The dollar will lose ground. They really painted a picture of economic absolute Armageddon, Kurt, and none of it's come true at all whatsoever yet. In fact, the opposite is reality.
Good point.
Are we going to beat these people up over fake news?
Yeah, good question, Sam. You know, anyway, bottom line is I see some folks pretty excited about the change and the possibility that, you know, maybe we would make America great again. While others, they're pretty ticked off at the whole deal. And that's kind of the results of an election. I've been ticked off before, and I'm a little bit more encouraged now.
Well, what do the mainstream fake news folks have to say for themselves, Kurt?
Well, you know, they don't really want to talk about a story like this, right, Sam? At least, I mean, who else is going to talk about an optimistic economy? You know, it's
well,
not
you got to deal
be...
with the facts, Kurt. That's what news is about. That's what separates the commentators from the newsmakers, sir.
Well,
now, we engage
yeah.
in both and freely admit it, but the mainstream press pretends they're newsmakers, but really they're commentators pretending to be newsmakers with an agenda. A hostile to freedom, a hostile to America, a hostility towards God, family, and country, and towards life, liberty, and property. Agenda every time. But when measures of economic optimism are shooting up, we got to acknowledge that. In my mind, we should do a little bit of celebrating of that as well, Kurt. Ought we? Ought not we do that?
I agree. You know, we should, you know, enjoy the good stuff. I mean, imagine if we really do take this opportunity to make America great again, restore the, you know, things that have been vital from the past, eliminate the, you know, the messed up stuff that we've, you know, kind of let hook on to us. I mean, you know, it's just... good stuff, good ideas.
I think so. Now, by the way, you probably don't even know much about Jay Leno. But there's some interesting things to know about him. And in my opinion, it's kind of a, what do you say, Kurt? An example, if we're going to talk about measures of economic optimism, this ought to be one and a pattern folks should follow. Kurt?
Well, you're right. You know, Jay Leno is.
By the way, just so everybody knows, what I try to do is talk about your stories, Kurt, and I try to get back people into some discussion points, some questions to ask, some things to think about, and I try to do it in a way that doesn't give away your story, but yet kind of a you know engages folks about what Jay Leno, economic opportunities, something to follow.
I guess the guy for 22 years was the host of NBC's Tonight Show, and now. They say he's shifted gears. That's kind of an interesting phrase because he hosts what's called CNBC's Jay Leno's Garage. They say it's a series that explores Americans' obsession with cars. Now he's got his own car care product line. I just didn't know he was doing the car show. But, you know, the interesting thing to me about this piece is... with his massive success, he hasn't changed his financial philosophy, which has always been really conservative, is what he told the CNBC. In fact, he says, I barely use credit cards. I don't carry any debt. I don't write checks at the end of the month for anything. And that includes a mortgage. I didn't buy my house until I had cash. When you own something... and you don't have to write checks every month. You're just better off. They say his conservative philosophy gives him financial peace of mind. I own everything. I own my buildings. I own my cars. That's that way, if it ends tomorrow, I know what I've got, Leno explained. It's a little old-fashioned, I suppose, but it seems to work pretty well for me. Yeah, you're not going to see this story talked much about, Sam, because, you know, it's not got a bunch of blood and guts or terror or Jay Leno's not, you know, leaving his wife or, you know, anything else.
He's not spending his money like Sumner Redstone. He's not doing any of those things.
Yeah, good point. It's just, yeah, Jay Leno.
All right. Well, speaking of reality checks, Yahoo shares are going to be tanking, Kurt.
Well,
I guess they've already
tanked,
huh?
And so some people are saying, well, does that mean they won't go ahead and be gobbled up by Verizon? I just wanted to ask you, what do you see here? You know, Verizon is growing, Google's growing, you know. I mean, the big boys seem to just get bigger, but, you know, Verizon, at least what I've heard is that they're going to go ahead with their acquisition of Yahoo. And
yeah, I don't know if they will or if they'll cancel it. Here's the problem. You get more and more hacks going on and more melting down of Yahoo. And the problem is that the negotiated price, Kurt, just isn't worth it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Verizon's kind of going, wait a minute, every time we turn around, it's not worth what we negotiated for or what we thought. So if Yahoo comes back to the table and takes less money, I think it might go through. But if they don't, I bet it'll be called off. I mean, when you have the shares just taken, what do you expect, Kurt?
Yeah, they say a Bloomberg piece says Verizon explores lower price or even exit from the Yahoo deal. Wall Street Journal says Yahoo's password move may put Verizon deal at risk. BGR.com says massive security breaches may cost Yahoo its $4.8 billion deal with Verizon.
As well as should, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a big, big thing.
All right, anyway, that's kind of a reality check for you, if you will. Now, Kurt, you and I run around and preach kindness, a clarion call for civility. We preach patience, forgiveness, respect, appreciation, morality, monogamy. I mean, we just go on and on with our God, family, country agenda, right?
Yep.
Now, the reality TV show folks are going the other way, and this one takes the cake.
Well, yeah, I don't even really know. I mean, here's the story, Sam. This is a Russian deal where basically they're going to have this reality TV show where you've got people that are going to be, I think it's 30 of them, are going to be put out. They call it a real-life Hunger Games. And they're going to be put out, dumped in the Siberian wilderness with bears and wolves for 9 months. And whoever survives gets $1.3 million. They say half women and half men. And,
all right, hold on. Let's talk about this. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, I do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke. Because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
As America and the world at large spiral down into more and more and more sins against God, more and more addictive behaviors, more and more abusive attitudes, and they become hardened against God's laws, you see more and more and more evidence of this in reality TV, Kurt.
Yep, the headline reads, Will Stewart's the author, by the way. The headline reads, "The Real Life Hunger Games, Sick Rules for Bonkers New Russian Reality TV Show Allow Contestants to Fight, Rape, and Murder Each Other." Subheadline, "Competitors will be armed with knives and dumped in the Siberian wilderness with bears and wolves for 9 months in the hope of winning 1.3 million, I think it's euros. But the bottom line is, Sam, these people are in for some tough times, and I guess somebody's going to survive.
I guess so, although we know about cultures and societies that literally have destroyed themselves, literally complete annihilation of their societies.
Yeah, they say the critics of this thing claim the rules will lead to savage and bestial behavior among contestants as they are forced to live like wild animals. It's as if they're trying to encourage rape or murder. There may be cameras around, but they won't see everything, said one online commentator. Called Game 2 winner, the participants who must be over 18 and mentally sane. I don't know how you could figure that. But anyway, they're expected to fork out $132,000 to take part. Although some will be selected in an online poll and enter for free, there will be no film crew. The whole area will be dotted with cameras, and each participant will be carrying a portable camera with 7-hour life rechargeable battery. Contestants will be surrounded by predators such as wolves and bears as they battle to survive in the forest. The survival contest will be screened online using footage from 2,000 fixed cameras on a 2,225-acre slice of T-A-I-G-A, anyway, I guess that's a place, I'm not sure.
They're going to have translations. It sets the stage for contestants.
Yeah.
It'll allow contestants to fight, rape, and kill each other.
Yeah.
Murder each other.
They say there's going to be no doctors, and anyone wounded by wildlife or sick will have to quit the show and helicoptered out of the wilderness. They will be given survival training from Russia's elite former GRU operatives, but after that, they will be on their own, coping with temperatures ranging from 35 centigrade in high summer to minus 40 centigrade or lower in the depths of the Siberian winter. Whoa.
That, I think it's absolutely psychotic. You're going to be interesting, Kurt? You want to watch that?
Well, no. They say they're going to have translations of this online in English, French, German, Spanish, Chinese, and Arabic. So, you know, the new Russian reality TV show coming your way.
Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, I reject it. I think we need to get the Parents Television Council involved. I just look at this and say, man, how far we've fallen. I'm just telling you, it's just beyond imagination, the things that we're reading and seeing from the summer red, Sumner Redstone stuff to this stuff. And then the fact that you and I try to talk about conservative constitutional and moral issues in America, and then they just basically say, we're the out. We're the ones that are bad. You know, these people are fine. People that would literally rape, murder one another. An organization that would literally fund this and display this in front of the people, glorifying evil.
Sick. By the way, they say this is there in Siberia where the snow really never melts. So you occasionally in the summer when it warms up, you get bikini-clad snowboarders. Anyway, that's kind of an interesting
bikini
idea.
Bikini-clad snowboarders. And, you know, the guy out in the wild that's been given literally the go-ahead, he won't really think of anything, you know. He'll probably rescue the damsel in distress, don't you think, Kurt?
Planned
Parenthood, ladies and gentlemen, in the news, speaking of how we murder, pillage, and plunder, and that's all glorified as good. We stand for liberty and freedom and morality and monogamy and integrity, and they say that's evil. Planned Parenthood now referred to FBI for criminal charges. Bob Unruh, WND.com. I bet the mainstream press won't touch it again, Kurt.
That's a great point, Sam. They say several Planned Parenthood affiliates have been referred by a Senate committee to the Department of Justice for investigation and possible prosecution for their involvement in a baby body parts trade that was exposed in a 2015 video sting operation. The videos contained interviews with Planned Parenthood and other abortion industry officials in which... Imagine an abortion industry. Anyway, in which they negotiated over the price of the body parts of aborted infants, one famously suggesting higher pay because I want a Lamborghini. Sad news, Sam, but at least maybe something's going to be done about it?
No. I don't think so. I wish it were true. The only hope we have is Donald decides to hold people accountable. And in a companion reality, Kurt.
Yeah.
You got James Dobson literally scorching John Kasich for vetoing heartbeat bill.
Well, yeah. And it's another World Net Daily piece. And, they say prominent evangelical Christian leader Dr. James Dobson pulled no punches after Ohio Governor John Kasich vetoed the heartbeat bill, issuing a blistering attack on Kasich for his cowardice and shameful action. Well, it sure is nice when people speak, straight to the point. I guess he wrote on his website, this is Dobson writing on his website, I join with millions of evangelicals and Catholics in condemning Governor Kasich's veto of the bill. This was a cowardice and shameful action. The heartbeat bill would prohibit abortions in cases where a baby's heartbeat can be detected along with any procedures performed after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Kasich did accept a bill, SB 127, that would make it a fourth-degree felony for doctors to perform abortions after 20 weeks. But he claimed he line-item vetoed the heartbeat provision from House Bill 493 out of concern for the public interest. What about those little babies? Kasich said the bill...
Does the public interest have an interest in life, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. Kasich said the bill would invite lengthy and costly litigation. Well, yeah, if there's going to be any lawsuits, better just roll over. And he went on to say he had provisions that are clearly contrary to Supreme Court abortion rulings. Bottom line is Kasich was always too wimpy for me, and this is another example of it.
Amen to that. Now, here's the good part, at least, of this story, if there is a good part. James Dobson literally telling people to get a hold of Kasich's office and complain. And he provides the phone number to do so as well, Kurt.
Good point. Yeah, phone number 614-466-3555. That's 614-466-3555.
So it says that
for
James
Governor
Dobson
Kasich's
urges
office.
Americans to contact John Kasich's office and express their outrage by phone, by email, in person, whatever it takes. And the number, 614-466-3555. And the reason I like this, Kurt, is it's actually people deciding to do something.
Yeah.
To try to stand for the pro-life issue. In my opinion, one of the most critical issues. And these two stories really go hand in hand, don't they, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, I think so, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
We better stand for pro-life now. We've never had a better chance to get the pro-life message out than we have now in our whole lifetimes, Kurt.
I agree.
So it's time to stand up and be counted. But see, you know, while they're building literally Hunger Game-type reality, murder, rape, and plunder shows, then they're saying, you know, somehow you and I are purveyors of fake news and racist and ne'er-do-wells and redneck radio and can't get it done and don't know. And I've got more credentials in the news business than most of these people have ever thought about having, by the way. Not that I'm here to promote my credentials, but to say, you know what? I've been through the ringer in radio. We've done it all. We've owned radio stations. And most of these people don't have a clue. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Have a delightful weekend. Please celebrate the Christmas season. Please know that we are making a difference. Please fund us financially. We need every penny we can get. Some angel investor Christmas gifts would be a blessing right now. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, and LibertyRoundtable.com. Not to mention, we're live and on demand on the Roku player. Please spread the word and please fund us financially. Our growth depends on it, folks. All right, we appreciate you. Without you, we wouldn't be here, so please tell all your friends about the broadcasts. We declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but it takes a lot of hard work and our greater numbers. This nation shall endure.